The Greek word for truth used in the New Testament was aletheia, meaning unconcealed or reality. It's used over 100 times in the New Testament, but most often when John writes the gospel, recounting Jesus' life and his words. And the parable read today is exactly that. Jesus' words used as a closing call to action and a teaching moment with his followers. In the story, Jesus is explaining the simple fact that those who come, hear, and act on his words will build a foundation of truth. And those who are not obedient stand with no foundation at all. Tonight, I want to walk us through defining and understanding the difference between a truth and the truth, digging deep to build up versus just building, and what it looks like to actively construct a foundation on real truth. Because in every aspect of reality, including this parable in Luke, there's the unconcealed fact that the foundational truth, steady in the flood of trials, is found in the work of digging deep and building up on Christ's words. Starting off, we must acknowledge that truth is not subjective. The truth tells real facts about the real world and the very real people in it. But as a sinful society of people, we constantly find ourselves manipulating it to suit self-desires. Where science tells us that our feelings, opinions, and personal life experiences can change how we view things, society tells us that we can even change how reality happens if we want it badly enough. Now, it seems bizarre to put it that bluntly, but how often have we heard, speak your own truth, live authentically, or you do you, coming out of the mouths of those around us, or sometimes even our own? We are in fact living proof of how easy it is to be swept up by the deadly lies of sin when not surrounded and supported by the truth. Christians and non-Christians alike can agree that it's not a question of his truth or her truth, your truth or my truth, but instead a comparison of truth and lies. So, confronted with the reality that there's only one truth, we seek to discover it, and this leads us right into scripture themselves. Now, how can we say with certainty that the foundational truth and Christ's words are one and the same? Well, to forgo a decades-long debate, I want to briefly look back at some scripture passages that not only define truth, but also show God's truth and his character and actions. If you've been reading along with us in our summer series, you'll have seen several times this week where God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit speak, act, and embody truth. Just to recap quickly, in John, we heard Jesus speak truth to his disciples, explaining the Spirit of Truth, also known as the Holy Spirit, would be coming to them when Jesus ascends. Running backwards into the book of Numbers, we are told the story of a non-Israelite man who prophesied and spoke oracles about God, saying, "He's not a man who lies, but instead fulfills his every promise." Going forward into Psalms, we listen to David cry out to the Lord, saying he's lived with integrity and by God's fulfilling truth. And heading forward again into 1 Timothy, we saw the church, planted by those first disciples and guided by the Spirit of Truth, now stands on a foundation of truth against the teachings of hypocrisy. Circling back to John, we found ourselves in the middle of Jesus' prayer for his followers, asking his Father to protect them and us by sanctifying them in God's word, which is truth. And lastly, to tie it all together, we reached back into Deuteronomy and read the words of Moses declaring to the people that God is the rock, perfect and faithful and true. And that's only six out of the many times the members of Trinity are revealed as speaking truth and being truthful. It's here we understand more deeply that the foundational truth, steady in trials, is found by digging in and building up on Christ's words. To practice this work of digging into the scriptures of truth and building up from them, we can participate in constant scripture reading, memorization, prayer, worship, fellowship, and study, and seeking to know the truth about who God is. Because when we know the truth about who God is and what he says, we are able to speak the truth to ourselves, building the foundation. So let's start with this very parable found in Luke. Two builder stories are told in this parable. Both build a house, both face a raging river, and both hear Jesus' words. They have a lot of common factors, but they also have differences, and although they seem very small at first, they really carry the outcome of each builder's work. Of course, the most obvious difference is that one man's house can be shaken and the others faced great destruction. Another is that the man took the time and effort to build a foundation and the other man did not. Still, we have a third difference. Jesus says of the first man, but he came to him, heard his words of truth, and acted on them. This led the man to dig deep, lay a foundation on the rock, all while preparing for the flood he knew would come. However, of the second man, Jesus says he heard the words of truth, but didn't act on them, only relying on his own knowledge and strength, which did very little to protect him when the real storm came. Here again, we see the proof that foundational truth, steady through the floods, is found in the action of digging deep and building up on Christ's words, as the first man did. All right, guys, we all know what everybody thinks after hearing this parable. We're saying to ourselves, one of these guys is really smart, and the other guy is an idiot. And you know what else we're thinking? One of these guys is me, and one of these guys is an idiot. We don't usually place ourselves in the house with no foundation. I mean, why would we? Church on Sunday fills us with words from a sermon, and maybe a Tuesday morning or Wednesday night fills us with words from a small group. But as filling and truthful as those words may be, they do little to protect us from the floods when they aren't the foundational truth. Just as scattered rocks on the land cannot provide protection from the storm for the foolish man in the parable, so also the truth cannot contradict lies in our life unless it is first dug into and built up on. We've all been the idiot. We've all foolishly tried building our own house, believing that even if the flood did come, there's no possible way it could destroy our walls. We all, with lies in our mouths, have rejected that first rock in the foundation as sinful and flawed humans. But that's not the end of the story, not for us at least. As believers, we can patiently build our lives on the truth that Christ's work on earth, his death and sacrifice on the cross, and resurrection from death, save us from the eternal judgment and punishment we deserve for our actions. It is this foundational truth, rooted in reality, that holds greater comfort and strength than any lies Satan can whisper or shout at us. Jesus' words teach us who we are, a people called the truth, and it allows us to build up a life filled with the true foundation and preparation, not just for the floods of adversity to come, but also for Christ's promise of return. This work of building up our lives on truth means our careers, our spouses, our friendships, our school, our words, our actions, and our hearts reflect God's character of truth. Each of these aspects in our lives are stones placed on top of each other to build the foundation of truth we need against the floods. So, where do you seek a foundation of lies instead of the foundational truth? What looks like a shelter when the flood comes? Is it an academic or physical achievement? Perhaps a great self-help book or quote? Maybe it's a person or people, family or friends, who seem to say the right words at the right time. Or do you not have a foundation at all? Do you find yourself constantly crawling out of the water to judgingly build another house after countless others have failed? To the unbeliever, I ask that you consider whether your house, your life, and your faith is supported by a foundation of truth, or none at all. A foundation built to withstand the trials that lay before you, or one that never seemed relevant to dig. I urge you to hear this truth in your life now. It's not too late to start digging. Now is the time to pick up that shovel and seek the foundational truth in Christ's words. And if you're not sure where to begin, talk to the person who brought you, or one of the women on the teaching team, someone at the table. We'd love to help you. For the believers here, I challenge you with a similar question. Does your life and heart reflect the work of digging deep into the truth of scriptures while building up on them? Have you walked in obedience to the Lord, not just in acknowledging his truthful character, but in letting it change your own towards truth? You've heard the words of Jesus. Now act on them. Do you live your life as if the gospel is the reality and retelling of facts that it truly is? And if so, do you continue to teach it to yourself each day with constant growth and understanding, repeatedly adding the next rock to your foundation? There's no comfort nor conviction greater than the very words of Jesus saying, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and don't do the things I say?" In truth, Jesus calls us out not just to acknowledge his words, but to put them into action. And that begins by making them our foundation. And it's followed by continuing to strive and wrestle and dig into scriptures to know the truth and to grow in it towards God and with his people. When we start placing rocks of truth from God's word into our foundation, we find that there's no longer room to deny that we need the foundation, while duly revealing how important it is that the foundation is firm and true. In closing, I want to read Paul's writing in 1 Corinthians 3, 10 through 11, reiterating Jesus' words of what the true foundation is, saying this, "According to God's grace that was given to me, I have laid a foundation as a skilled master builder, and another builds on it. But each one must be careful how he builds on it, for no one can lay any other foundation than what has been laid down. That foundation is Jesus Christ. Because of God's character and actions, we know that he speaks truth and is truth. And because of that, we can act in obedience to his words. This means not only hearing them, but acting on them. And it's a process of seeking, understanding, and growing in truth, in the truth that God reveals to us, that we might know him and want to know him. And it's in this growth forward we must remain steadfast and deeply rooted in the reality that the foundational truth, steady in the flood of trials, is found within digging deep and building up on Christ's words."